Wasn't on. Now tape recorder is on. Daf Ches Amud Aleph. We're middle of Mishnah. Vaita. The tape recorder counts as one member of the Shir. You should know. So we calculate the number of Chavedim in the Shir. It's mitzdarif to a minion. The tape recorder is mitzdarif to a minion. Yeshlami. Vaita. Hareini Nazir Miloy Habayis. Asara Yoshim Iskin Mitoy Shchin Benayim. 9 plus a tape recorder. You get the Zelbazach, as I state.
You make a minion?
Avada, a tape recording is part of the minion for the brachas. Al-Zach. Even the chassidy is smiling over here. Right?
Nay.
If I can get him to smile, it's worth the whole shit. I can get this guy to smile.
All right.
Chad GTP, I want to find it. Next. Hare Nazir Miloy Habayis. The person says, I want to be a Nazir Miloy Habayis. Oy Miloy Akubre. What is he Miloy Habayis? The Miloy Habayis over here, this is a very interesting case. I want to be a Nazir Habayis. I want to fill up the bias with objects. Now, what can you fill the bias? I can fill it up with bowling balls, or I can fill it up with kernels of mustard.
Yeah,
how
Rashi
many,
says that.
How many kernels, that. How many seeds of mustard can you fill up in the bias? Let's say you have a bias in this shul over here, and this makom over here, by Shmimin shul. How many bowling balls, how many seeds of mustard? Make calculation. You can do a scientific evaluation. We can ask ChatGTP to give us the formula to figure out exactly how many mustard seeds we can fill up in this makom. It will be a very, very large number, correct?
Yeah.
But let's say how many, give me something very, refrigerators. How many refrigerators? I want to be a Nazir Miloy Bayis. I want to fill up this whole room with the refrigerators. How many refrigerators can you fill up in this room?
Much less than mustard seeds.
Okay, so you deal with refrigerators, so you fill up over 100 refrigerators. So if it's 100, then it's within range.
Yeah, but he doesn't specify.
Exactly. So here we have a Shiloh. When the person doesn't specify, that's exactly the point of the mission. When the person makes a statement like this, I want to be a Nazir Miloy Bayis, and we do not know what does that mean. Does that mean you want to be a Miloy Bayis? We want to fill this bayis with mustard seeds, which is the Gemara's example of something which is very, very small. Or do you want to fill the bias with large, massive objects? What do you mean to say? Hare Nazik Miloy Bayis, Oy Miloy HaKupa, or a box. I want to be a Nazir, I want to have a box, and I want to put it into the box. So you want to put it in the box.
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? Boidkin Oysoi. We ask the person, tell us, when you made this statement, what did you mean? What was going through your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your most private thoughts.
Nee.
Reveal to us what was going through your mind. If he says, where do we ask? So, Imamar Achas Gidoila knows that. The question over here is, does the person want to be multiple terms, or does he want to have one long term? We'll see in a moment. If he says, Imamar Achas Nazarti, a Nazir Shloshim Yoim. Only, we'll see in a moment what it means, 30 days. If Imamar Stam Nazarti, Roynes Akupa, Kiilu Himalea Chardol, the Nazir Kol Yomar.
Why does he leave out the house?
Okay, very good question. Let's go with Rashi. What does Rashi say? The person over here says, I want to be over here, Nazir Miloy, Nazir Haboit Kimoy Soy Im Omar Achas Gdil Nazarti, Hare Zen Nazir Shloshim Yoim, the Suloy, why not? This goes back to the yisoy that we learned yesterday, that if a person like we learned yesterday, only when you're on the road, only when you're on the person wants to travel. But stamas, that when a person says something which is an infinite number, all he means to say is, I'm now accepting upon myself a minimum term of nazirus. And when I said this last statement, I said a statement which sort of implies an infinite number or very large number. All you meant to say was express yourself that this for me is a very big deal. It's a very difficult thing for me to do. It's very hard for me to desist, to distance myself from alcohol. It's very hard for me not to be metame lemeis. I'm doing this in order to discipline myself, to come close to Hashem. And it's difficult, and I want to express to you, my audience, how difficult it is. It's like the number of kernels of mustard seeds that you can put into a box. So if the person If we ask the person, what did you mean to say? If you meant to say that I only wanted to accept payments of one nazirus, so we'll just say harani nazir. Why then did you say kimuloy habayis? Why did you, what you meant to say was, I only want to be a nazir one term, but even being a nazir for 30 days is difficult to me. It's as if I'm going to be a nazir for my whole life. I can't think about what's going to be after 30 days. But if he says to his the Rav, who examines him, did you mean to accept upon yourself one nazirus, or did you mean to accept upon yourself multiple terms? If he gives the wrong answer, I wanted to accept upon myself multiple terms, then we have to ask him the second question. When you said Meloy Habayis, did you mean mustard seeds, or did you mean large objects, refrigerators, which take up a lot of space? So look at the Rashi.
Why cardboard? There are smaller, there are much smaller things than.
We ask him. But look at the Rashi. But come on, sorry. Imamar achas kedilah nazarati harizin nazar shloshim b'harisu loy v'vachod v'adam rabbi loy habayis mashman kilu amay arichali milsal kim loy habayis aikum loy kupa. V'imamar stam nazarati. I just said it's stam. I didn't have kavana for one term. I'm open to having many terms. Nase kilu amar maleya chardol. The nase kol yom of nazir. It's like a nazir, nazir oilam.
Once, yeah.
The amina nazir is kiminyan garini chardol shaboy kibalov. The ain lohem hafsoko kol yom of. So I asked you the question. I asked you the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is, why do we say that it's chardol? Maybe it's going to be something very, very large. That's the Gemara's question. But the Gemara right now over here says, if a person makes a statement, I want to be a nazir, kimloy habayis, or kimloy hakupa. The only ask him one question. Did you mean to say you want to accept upon yourself one term of nazirus, or you meant stam? I'm open to accepting upon myself multiple terms. If he says one term of nazirus, the rule is he's only a nazir for 30 days. And this that he said kimloy habayis, it's just an expression. He's expressing to us that, you know, it's very difficult for me to do this, but I still want to do it. But if he says, I really meant to accept upon myself multiple terms of nazirus, then we have no choice but to say that when he said Meloy Habayis, we're going to be machmir. We're going to be machmir, and we're going to assume the smallest thing possible, which would result in him being a nazir more days than he can live in many lifetimes. And that automatically means, like the previous lach in the Mishnah, is going to be a nazir oilam. Okay,
but I'm just curious. Why does he choose to say mustard seeds? There are smaller things.
He did not say mustard seeds.
No, but the Gemara
said. Also, the Gemara said because I guess it was a very common thing in the time of Chazal. Yes, a very good question. I don't know what's smaller than mustard seeds. What is smaller than mustard seeds? Poppy seeds? Oh, he's saying very good. Is the takachu poppy seed smaller? You sure about that?
I don't know. How small is a mustard seed?
Maybe they did not have poppy seeds in those days. Maybe in Babylon, they did not have poppy seeds. Maybe it was a very common thing. Mustard seeds were very common.
Mustard seeds are very tiny.
It doesn't make a difference. You're already getting to the level of something that is so small that it's not okay.
Have you seen mustard seeds? It's really tiny.
I don't know. I have no idea what a mustard. I never in my life saw mustard seed. Did you ever see the stones of Har Sinai? Tonight,
okay,
I saw it for the first time.
Nay.
Yep. Nee. Weiter. So therefore, Period. Now we go to the third part of the Mishnah, part
yeah.
C, and this we already learned in the Gemara. We already learned this before, so this will be very easy. Hareini nazir mikan ad mokoyim ploini. I want to be a nazir mikan. From this location until till that location. So the mission, and we evaluate how many days is it from here to that location.
Forgive me, didn't we have this before?
Yes, the Gemara quoted this as a kasha.
Oh,
here
I
is
see.
Its primary source.
Oh, I see, okay.
So over here, the Mishnah over here says that you're only going to be a nazir once.
Yeah.
And the amount of days of the nazirus depends on how long it takes to travel from here to there. And what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, "Kash, oh, maybe you meant to have multiple terms."
Yeah.
And the Gemara answered, "We're going in a case where he was muksak baderech.
Yeah,
he's already traveling.
Yeah.
If he's already in the middle of his journey, we can no longer say that it's kosher lie. It's difficult for me because it's not difficult. He's traveling. So in this case, where he's already traveling, he's already on the road, and he makes this statement, I want to be a nazir mikan." ad mikoyim ployni, automatically he's a nazir once, and the number of days of his term, if it takes more than 30 days to reach your destination, he's going to be a nazir for that number of days. Period. Oyim dim, we make an evaluation. Kam yom kam mikan van mokim ployni. Im pachos mishloishim yom nazir shloishim yom v'im lav nazir kimin hayomim. Next halacha. Hareini nazir kimin yani ma'isachama. I want to be a nazir equivalent to the days of the sun.
Yeah.
Moine nizirois kiminyan. It says nizirois. So therefore, over here, he's going to have it times 30. 300. Yeah. So how many days does that come out to?
30 years.
30 years, yeah. Right. You're
65.
30 years of nizirois?
By 365 times 30, right?
I want to be a nazir 360.
30 years,
right? 365 times 30. So therefore, he's going to be a nazir. No, wait. 365 times 30 is
30 years.
Okay, 30 years, fine. Kimi masachama. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa haya kevan shehishlo meis. Why does the mission tell us this? I don't know. That when he reached the end, he died. What's the purpose of telling
what
us this?
What are you saying, Maisa? There was a Maisa?
Whenever it says Maisa, we make a Kiddush here. Remember that? Maisa was a Maisa Haya?
That someone made such another?
Yeah, and when he got to the very last day, he died.
So
what's
the purpose of this?
I don't know. I didn't get so far in the Gemara. Let's see.
Okay, let's go.
Maybe we go. Royin esakupa kilu milio kaidl. We learned the Mishnah. Now we're going back and we're quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah of the person says, I want to be a Nazir. I want to be a Nazir Meloy Habayis, a Meloy Hakupa. We ask him, sir, did you intend to accept upon yourself one term, or did you accept upon yourself multiple terms? If he says multiple terms, he's done. He's toast. Once he acknowledges that he was willing to accept upon himself multiple terms, and he said kivul habayis, we assume the bayis is going to be filled with chardol, and there's going to be more chardol you can put in the bayis than the number of terms he can observe his entire life. Frag the Gemara, whoever told you...
So that means that's forever.
Nazir Olam. Frag the Gemara,
even every 30 days, okay.
Every 30 days, but since you can put into the bayis more chardol seeds than the person can live his whole life, so he's going to be... The number that he put is more than his lifetime, so he's going to be a Nazir Olam. Frag the Gemara, whoever said that we should fill up the bayis with chardol seeds.
Oh.
Let's fill the bayis with melons. Oh. Watermelons. Not just little watermelons. Watermelons like you've never seen before. Massive watermelons that take up a lot of space. So you can put into the bayis 10 watermelons. They don't have such big houses those days. You can put into the bayis 10 watermelons. So only be a nazir 30 times 10. Yeah. Why are you filling up the bayis with chardol? Frag the Gemara, Rinsa Kubi Gilu Gumalei Chaydal, Venazi Kol Yomav, Amai, Velich Ziyak Gilu Gumalei Kishun Vidiluin. Gourds and melons. You know what a gourd is? Yeah. I have no idea. It says this in the art scroll, and that's, I've been brainwashed. It's a gourd, and it's a melon. What does a melon look like? I don't know, watermelon, pumpkin, chves. People who go to food stores, they know what these things are. Vaida. Frag the Gemara, Vitehevei Lei
Takad. No, I think one means a squash.
A squash.
Or pumpkin. Didn't you say one time pumpkin, the word is a pumpkin?
Like Halloween. Chvesnisht. Pumpkin, squash, whatever these things are. I can make a shachion on these things. I never made for before. So why do we say that it's going to be seeds of mustard? Why don't we say
which is forever?
Forever. Yeah. Maybe we say that it's gigantic types of vegetables, which take up a lot of space, and you can't fit more than a few of them into the bayis. And the mele, we can reduce his nizirus to a much shorter period of time. Amar Chizkiya. Chizkiya answers, b'machloik yesh shnuya, Rabbi Shimli, d'amar oda machnes as atzma l'dover shosreka chomer mivadoi. Enoch and Ami. This, what it says in the Mishnah, indeed, is a machloik yesh tanoim. You are correct. There's going to be another opinion that says that a person, Echanam, he's not going to be a Nazir forever. He's going to be a Nazir. We're going to say, but this particular Mishnah is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that says whenever you have a doubt, whenever there's a Safik, you have to go L'chumrah. You have to go l'chumra.
So how do you touch atzma with the shespiga?
A person machnis es atzma. A person enters into a situation
of doubt.
L'davar, into a matter. Shesveikoy chomer mivadoy. That a suffix, if the person would specify, I want it to be gourds, then you know what it is. If you don't specify, we don't know what you meant to say. Yeah. Maybe you meant gourds, maybe you meant mustard seeds. When a person enters into a matzav of a suffix, he understands that he's now going to have to be machmir and assume the worst. Chomer mivadoi, v'tanya. We'll give over an example to illustrate this point. On the right, so Harin Yazir, a person makes tonight. Okay, now we're going to give an example. Another example, Lomish example. A person says, I want to be a Nazir al Tanai. If in this silo there is exactly, or at least, 100 kor. Kor is 30 saw. It's an enormous amount of grain. Okay, whatever the share is, enormous amount of grain. If in this silo you pass by a big hangar, big warehouse, if inside here there's 100 kor of grain, I want to be a Nazir. So you made a statement. And the statement is conditional. If a certain thing, the statement depends on the reality. What is the mitzias? And then v'halach, you go inside. Umitzoi shenignav oishavat. And now we know as a fact that inside this warehouse there was indeed an enormous amount of grain. The only thing is, we do not know if you had 100. Maybe it was only 99. Maybe it was only 99, 98, 97. We don't know for sure if it was 100 or not. However, we do know that after you made your statement, the next evening, a ganav came and cleaned out the whole thing. So now there is, or got lost, there was some natural disaster. So now there is no way for us to determine the reality of how much grain was inside the warehouse when you made the neder. Right. What do you do? What is the halacha?
Yeah.
What is the halacha? So man of shach, if you're going to say you're going to be machmir, maybe it's not a good idea to be machmir because maybe there really was not. Then you can't bring a carbon. You can't bring a carbon because the carbon is going to be chul and vazara. But on the other hand, maybe the person indeed really is a nazir. And then if he drinks wine, it's mtam alameis of an aloisase. So how does a person who makes such a statement, how do we deal with him? He makes a statement, he passes by a warehouse. If inside this warehouse there is 100 kor of grain, I want to be a Nazir. And tomorrow I'll go inside and make a calculation. He comes back the next day. There's police tape all around the warehouse. There was a break-in the night before and someone stole all of the grain. So now there's no way to make that determination. So now the person is scratching his head a dilemma. What am I going to do now? I was makabel upon myself and the zero said there's 100 kor inside this warehouse. Yeah. And now there's no way for me to know how much there was inside because it was stolen or lost. What do I do in this case? So here's the price. The Tanya already knows. I'm not sure we can raise a meikur. For halach, who mitzvah shen nignav oy she'avad. Rabbi Shimon oy ser. So Rabbi Shimon is the merdik lamdis. You understand the depth of this lamdis? You can be mamish the melech hamashiach. Rabbi Shimon says oy ser. You know why? When the person was mekabel upon himself in the zirus, in the back of his mind, he knew that by the time I get around to making the calculation, it could very well be, it's gone. Things happen all the time. By the time I get around to making the determination of what the mitzias is, it may happen that someone will steal it or get lost, and I won't be able to make that calculation. Therefore, when you make the neder, you're basically saying, I'm going to be a nazir no matter what, unless I'm able at some point in time to find out for sure that there's less than 100 inside. You hear the vart? Shloim Rabin was, you hear the vart? The person is, according to Rabbi Shimon, the person is machnis atzmo l'safek. I'm a kabel upon myself to be a nazir no matter what. Because I know it may happen that I may not be able to make the calculation because something can happen at any moment in time. So therefore, I'm going to accept upon myself, no matter what, to become a Nazir, unless I get lucky, and tomorrow, or at some point in time, I'm able to make the calculation, and I discover with clarity that at the moment when I made the Neder, there was not 100 kor inside. This is how...
So he doesn't know to begin with if there's 100.
It's exactly what...
And he can never figure it out because it was stolen or lost.
It's exactly what Rabbi Shimon is coming to teach you. Rabbi Shimon is coming.
One second.
To
therefore,
teach
you have to. Therefore,
he has to be a Nazir, no matter what.
Every 30 days for 100 for.
No, in this case, he's only a Nazir once. Only once in his life. The case is, I want to be a Nazir one time. A regular standard term of Naziris Privat, on the condition that in this warehouse there's 100 core of grain. He comes the next day and he can't make the calculation because all the grain was stolen or was lost. So what is the halacha? Rabbi Shimon says he's a Nazir. Because when he made the statement, Hareini Nazir, he knew that this would happen. He knew he knew these type of things happen. You make a statement and it's based upon a certain reality, a mitzias. And it's not always easy to ascertain the mitzias. In the Mela, I don't want to be stuck in the middle, nishtahi nishtahar. So what in essence a person is saying when he makes such a condition, in essence, in his mind, he's saying, you know what? I'm going to be a Nazir, no matter what. Unless I get lucky, and tomorrow or next week, I'm able to have the time and presence of mind to make the calculation, and I discover that it is less than 100. But stam, if I can't make that determination, I'm mekabel now, believe sholem, nazirus, no matter what, for 30 days.
Why can't you say the other way?
No, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is yoredus. He's saying very good, but Rabbi Shimon says, why say how many nazir? Rabbi Shimon is being yored l'soif daitoy shalodom. Rabbi Shimon is analyzing the human condition. He is a psychologist. No, Rabbi Shimon is saying that. I hear what you're saying. You're saying very good. So Rabbi Shimon is saying that's really, you really didn't want, you did not want to do it unless you can determine for sure. The other way around, a person would not make the statement Hareini Nazir. You don't have loose lips. If the person is going through the effort and he says Hareini Nazir l'shem yichud kol shebichush l'medichilu chaviyachid shem yotim bavkei Hareini Nazir, if you go through the effort, then automatically shows your inclination. Really, I want to be a Nazir. Well, maybe I'll hold back just a little bit. I'll hold off a little bit. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is being yoyri l'soif daite shaladam. Inside. Rabbi Shimon oyser, shesveik nizirus lahachmer. Look at the Hilga Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon oyser, the of them oyser machna as l'sovik, chumivadai. Okay, that's the Rashi where it's still before it gets wide. Dilu nazir vada imigalech maybe carbon v'nechav v'nechav ilu al sveka loy matzim imigalech to hachim mefarshu beilu mitoyim mesal nedarim. The next Rashi, okay, the next Rashi is an important Rashi. Rabbi Shimon oyser shechaya benizirois. The whole sense, the have sofik, I have be meyakur aminon, the have be vada meyakur. We assume there was 100 kor. V'lehavi nazir shekol sefek nizius lahachmir. The sveikoy ben nazir chomer mivadoi. The ilu vaday shlo hayiboy meyakor lo havi nazir. Hashda. To have a sofek amrinon the nazir who. Now we're gonna extrapolate back to our case. This fellow says, I want to be a nazir miloy habayis miloy hakupa. We ask him, did you entertain the possibility of being a Nazir multiple times? He says, yes. Automatically, we assume the bias is mole chargo. Why? Maybe it should be mole kishunu deluyin, which are large. It's a suffix. Rabbi Shimon says, whenever you have a dilemma, you go to Chumrah. Just like we have...
I don't understand. What case
did the mother's woman to say, let's ask him? Oh, so you're asking a very good kasha. Why don't we ask him? I don't know the answer. I don't know. I can't make up what I don't know. I don't know why. The same way we ask him, did you mean to have a Nazirus once? Or multiple Nazirus?
Let's say the 100 core, right? The 100 core.
Right.
Okay, so he says, hey, there's 100 core in there. I want it to be a Nazir. It's stolen overnight.
So it's a Chumrah, right.
Look, 100 are stolen.
We don't ask. There we go, Lachum. There's nothing to ask because there's no way to determine. All right, let's see inside Rashi. Maybe Rashi will explain. Rashi says, "Hachanan Masnisa and Hoyle since the Sveiku, it's a valid suffix. Dilo yadinon, I adaito de Malaya kishun, Ibachardul, Kamar, Amrin and Bates, Fagnus, just Lahachmir, Uchaman de Malaya Chardul, Kamar, the Ain Loitakona. Avol, I guess, I don't know, there's no asking. I guess this person, when he makes this statement, you're asking a very good question, Mr. Rappel. The same way that we ask him, did you mean to have one term of Nazirus, or did you mean to accept upon yourself multiple terms? Why can't we ask him, did you mean Chardul or Kishuim? I don't know. Rashi says there's nothing to ask. We don't ask him this. It's a suffix. Aval, Aliba, but according to the other Tana, that disagrees. Our mission is a Das Yochid. Our mission is following Rabbi Shimon. Aval, Aliba, demand Yom, the Matish, or call the Son of Nazirus, Lahokel, Lididair, meaning Ruayno, so Kilum, like Kishuim, in a Chanami. Einachanami, the other man, the other that says.
How is it more makele if we
kishun? Yes. If you hold that the bias mole kishun, if a person make there's a bar plugged. If a person says, I want to be a nazir. If inside the bias there is the storehouse, there's 100 core of wheat, and then by the time he gets around to making the calculation,
no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Mishnah. Well, the same thing. We don't have to set if he was first of Lakeshun or
it's
or
a
Chardul.
Suffix, so it's a machloik.
But he says we're with Mekel, do we say Kili? He said Lakeshun. Why is that more of a
because it's Kishun? Oh, I got it. Large.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Much shorter. It's
that's
much
right.
Shorter.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now let's go back to the Gemara. That's the first answer. Tanya already does it.
So it's like the Mishnah comes out of corn to Rav Shimon.
Rav Shimon, right? Shimon says that it's Lahachman. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Shesveik Nizius Lahachman. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That in the case of the storage house. And they're all, and you don't know if
why does that come back to Rav Shimon? He's Lakula.
L'chumra. The Mishnah says Mole Chardul. Chardul is a chumra. And when it comes to the case of do we have a doubt? Do we have inside the storage house 100 core? Rav Shimon is machmir. We assume there was. Now we go to another answer. Another answer.
What's interesting is you can't even ask. You could ask him, what did you...
Oh, that was Mr. Rappaport's question.
Yeah.
Why don't the same way that we ask him...
Why is it called a suffix then?
Right, why can't we ask him? I don't know the answer. I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel to him, Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam lo nichis leil nezirus, hacha nichis leil nezirus.
Rabbi Yochanan, I feel
like... How can you take it away? Okay, now this is what I was trying to tell you before. This over here is a very lam shavart. Lam shavart. In the case of the 100 core, a guy walks by and he says, if inside this warehouse there is 100 measures of grain, then I want to be a Nazir. And if not, not. So where are you starting out? Where are you starting out from? Where is your starting point? Zero. Right now, I'm not a Nazir. I'm not a Nazir now. I'm not a Nazir. I'm a free man. I'm a free man. If we have to make a determination. So Rabbi Shimon is Machmir and Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel. Why? Because you have a chazok. It's like a cheskas. It's like a chazoka. The status quo. The status quo.
By the way, according to Yehuda, if it was stolen this and he doesn't know, then the Nazir is not chal.
It's not chal.
Okay.
But even Rabbi Yehuda will agree.
By the way, normally in Shas we find Rabbi Yehuda is always Machmir and Shimon is Mekel.
Yeah, really?
And for instance, Gavla Muksa.
Let's ask the Echilon Shas 37 times.
Gavla Muksa.
Yeah, it's really true. Rishim is Mekel. Rishim is Mekel. Right, by Muksa is Mekel.
Rav Yehuda says it has to be...
Shir.
Gavla Muksa. No, I'm talking about...
Right, Muksa. Right, very good. You're saying very good. I don't know. Okay, I hear you saying. In this case, is whatever the reason is. I don't know. You're saying very good. Now,
more one thing,
that this is only going to be true by Dovah Shem Yitzchak, Shem is right, his maker, he knows another halach, he knows everything, this guy, you see, Borisich,
this Rav Shem Yechai.
He can tell me what tie I wore 3 years ago on a Sunday night.
By the way, I just want to let you know, Rav Shem is Rav Shem Yechai, and Rav Yehuda is Rav Yehuda by Eloi, it's not Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I asked Mechol Atiyas, he says, every time you see Rav Yehuda, it means referring to Rav Yehuda by Eloi.
What color tie did I wear 3 years ago Sunday night?
Nay.
Think. You can remember. Vita.
Had the pictures of the snare.
Of the snare. Vita. Next. So now the Gemara says that you can't compare the case here where Abuda is going to be make less because what is your starting point? Right now I'm not a Nazir. It's only going to trigger Nazirus if a certain condition is met. Whereas. Our case, the person is for sure going to be a Nazir. Hareini Nazir. He's a Nazir no matter what. The only question is he going to be a Nazir one time? Or is he going to be a Nazir 1,000 times?
Yeah.
Or another 500 times? But a Nazir he's going to be. He's already going to be a Nazir because he's already a Nazir.
The only question, in terms of the bias and the kippah,
the case of the bias and the bias,
either way, it's going to be.
I'm a Nazir. I already Nazir.
Just the
duration. The only question is the duration of the number of times.
Yeah, yeah.
Mele, even Rabbi Yehuda that said in the case of the core chitin that you're going to go lekula.
Yeah.
That's because your chazaka, your starting point, is I'm not a Nazir. So to take you out of the status quo, you need to have a knockout punch. But in the case over here, where your starting point is,
oh, very good.
I'm going to be a Nazir, and the only dilemma is the duration. Then even Rabbi Yehuda is going to admit, this is the side of who says this?
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan. We only came to learn this. Kedai.
Rabbi Yochanan, my filter.
Rabbi Yochanan, my filter.
What does lenachas mean?
Did not descend. He did not become. He did not become an Nazir.
In Hacha, in our Mishnah,
he became an Nazir. He's already an Nazir. The question is what the duration is going to be. Hacha over here. Hacham lenachas lenizur. Hacha lenachas lenizurus. B'may lesaluke minay. How are you going to get him out? How are you going to extricate him?
Yeah.
What's that the right word? How are you going to extricate? Pull him out. Is that the right word? What's the word? Extricate? How are you gonna pull him out of this? He's stuck. He's a Nazir. Even Rabbi Yehuda is gonna agree that we're going to say, you know what? It's chardul, you're stuck. Machmir. Am I loy? Why not? Just because he's a Nazir, who says he has to suffer so long? Lech zia lekupa kilum lech kishuin udaluin with a heavy lane in the kanta. Hasal kedaitoch. The Gemara says hasal kedaitoch.
So he's asking a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah,
why are
you saying yes? No takana. There is a takana.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara says hasal kedaitoch nizirois hu dekabel ilove. Now let's explain what this means. There's a lot of lumps over here in the Gemara. You have to look at the Rashi. Yeah. Rashi over says, El, look at the Rashi, Dibir Hamaskil, El Hachim, the Nachas El Nazirus. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. El Hacha, Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to Rabbi Yochanan, this is over, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to admit. Kevon, the Nachas El Nazirus, Im Yishom Malaya Kishuin, Im Yishom Malaya Chardol, Nazirus Choyla Lei, Mon of Shach. He's going to be a Nazir no matter what.
Yeah.
The only question, you're going to be a Nazir your whole life, or you're going to be a Nazir for most of your life, but you're Nazir, you're going to be no matter. Cave the Nachas Lenazirus my Lasalke Mishum Hachi Isalameima the Nazirus Kiminion Garine Chadul Kibla Lovel Oilam Kol Yomav Yei Al Nazir Biayin. The Gemara says, why? That's not fair. Just because he became a Nazir, why does it automatically mean that he should be a Nazir for the rest of his life? Frank the Gemara, Am I low? Lasalke? Why can't we pull him out? Why can't we remove him from his situation? Nema delich ziyah ki'ilu malaya kishur. Let's say that inside the bias was melons, and you'll be a Nazir for 50 times, and that's it. Ulchi mashlum lay nizirus kaminyan kishur triyachom likonis b'sach ha'ukupa umayisle karbon v'hadikim esulik v'ayme d'chol d'chlo nachas lay nizirus t'dame v'tila t'kanta. In other words, he's saying lom shukash is that every Nazirus is a Nayazach. You see, the Rashi over here is telling you the Lumdus. The Lumdus is, you're not Nochis Lin Nazirusse. When you finished 30 days, it's over. You're not a Nazir. After 30 days come to an end, you're finished. Now the question is, should you become a Nazir Nochamo? So that's no different than the case of the bias. The case of the warehouse, the 30 korv saw, I'm passing by a warehouse, and I know there's grain inside, and I make a statement, if inside this warehouse there is 100 korv, I want to be a Nazir. So right, am I a Nazir right now? No. I'm not a Nazir right now. The question is, will I become a Nazir? It's a Zel Bazach over here. Over here, I'm not a Nazir. I already Nazir. So now the question is, am I going to be a Nazir a million times, or am I going to be a Nazir 50 times? After each time you finish a term, you're starting off in a chazok of not being a Nazir. After each term, you're equivalent to the fellow who's standing outside a warehouse and says, if there are 100 core inside, I want to be a Nazir. Because each term is a new beginning. So if the dilemma over here is 50, if the dilemma over here is going to be Chardel versus Kishuim, the seeds versus the melons, so when you get to number 50, when you get to number 50, now it's going to be 51. It's a new beginning. You're no different than the person outside the warehouse that has a dilemma. Are you going to become a Nazir or not?
Sure, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
Because he has to start all over again.
You're not a Nazir. After you finish 50 terms, now you're up to term number 51. If I said Kishuin melons, so I'm not a Nazir. It's not my Nazirus ends. I paid my time. 30 days. Now, each 30 days is a new beginning. When you come to that new beginning, you're just like the fellow outside the warehouse that makes success. If there's 100 core inside, then I want to be a Nazir. What's the difference? So the Gemara is a very lumsha answer. The answer is, ha sal kedaita, ha sal kedaita. And I look at the oisei on the side of the Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara is ha loy sal ha loy. The gears on the side of the Gemara is svar machedim loy. Who compares Rashi the fusiad to ha? Who compares Tosis or Rosh? So let's see Rashi. Ha loy mortis amrit the nizirois kabil olav. We have to turn the page. What this means? The nizirus kabil olav. The case here is not going. The answer is this person when he says kechardol, he's not accepting upon himself a nazirus multiple terms 30 30 30 30. He's accepting upon himself one long massive term of nazirus.
Nee.
Person says hareini nazir. Kimloya bias. If this fellow says that we have a dilemma, does he mean kishuin or does he mean chard? If he means kishuin, he's a nazir one time in his life for 50 days. If it's chardul, he's a nazir one time for a million days. Wow. So when you want to get to day 51, the question you now have to extricate yourself from the Nazirus. You're not starting fresh. You're a Nazir. And the question is, does the Nazirus end? If the case is, I'm going to be a Nazir multiple times, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30. After now, when you get to the end of the Kishuin, now you have to be 51, I'm not a Nazir. And the question is, do I become a Nazir again? Oh, that's a real Suffolk. That Suffolk is no different than the case of the 100 core. But if you learn that when a person says, I want to be a Nazir, Kimloy Habayis, so you're going to be a Nazir, not 30, 30, 30. You're going to be a Nazir once. And the question is, how many days? Is it going to be a Nazirus for 50 days? Or is it going to be a Nazirus for a million days? So now when you get to day 51, the question is not, are you going to start a new Nazirus? You're for sure a Nazir. The question is, does the Nazirus end?
Yeah.
Or do you just continue gliding through it? So your status, your starting point, your chazaka, your is, I'm a Nazir.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to get out of your matzav? It's very hard to get out. It's very hard to, even Rabbi Yehuda will admit that once you're stuck in the mud, you're in this matzav, to pull yourself out, it's impossible. You have to be machmir. Only time Rabbi Yehuda says that you can be suffolk as lakula is only where you're starting out not as a Nazir.
Right.
And the question is, do you become a Nazir? Here, you're for sure a Nazir. The question is, does the Nazirus terminate or does it go weiter? Rabbi Yehuda Savala, Kurabi, this non Rabbi Omer, Ein Zem, Meglich Achas L'Shloshim. But rather, it's one long term. Only when you say kisaroishi chav aretz uchachol hayom, fine. And the Mursa Kasha, really, but if you look at the Rashi, explain this part of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, top Rashi on the page. Rabbi Yehuda, so look. Rabbi Yehuda, my master's son, Kiya Maharani Nazir Kisar Roishi, Ein Zeh Megalech Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. Why Mishum the Nazirus Arich To Kibul Alei? So one long Nazirus. Uli Oilom Ein Loita Kone Shavay Saris Roishav Rub Mishnei Chayef. Hachi Nami Tzel Bazach over here. Harani Nazir Meloy Akupa. I want to be a Nazir Meloy Akupa. Nizirus arichto kabel alei. Question is,
why is it now going back to kupa? What about the bias?
Zel bezach. Let me give you one example. Arichto ve'ena megaleach mevi carbon b'sayf koshloishem. We came on that he had nizirus moshik kimlo akuba. Lo motzis amed delech zayikilu himolei kishuin. Why? Since you're definitely a Nazir, and the only question is determination.
So we're Machmer.
Kiminyan Chardel. A one Nazirus of a million days.
Yeah.
Kibulov, Loy Maisi Carbon, why the mistake of the Dilma Poga Lasui Chulin Lazara?
What?
Dilma Carbon. Maybe the person really meant to be a Nazir forever. Maybe. A Nazir Loylam. And therefore he's not chayv in any karbanas.
Dilma Pogay Lasuya Chulin Lazara?
Yeah, because if he's gonna be a Nazir Loylam, he doesn't bring karbanas. So if he brings now a carbon after the day of 50 days, then it's being chulin v'azara. If this fellow said,
I see what you're saying.
Because
he's loyalam, and therefore if he's makar, it will be a cholin. It will be
exactly.
When the person says
something like this, the Kesar Roisha or Kimloy Habayis, Kimloy Akuba, you mean to accept one term, and the question is now only the length of days? Really, really holds that? Umi Islay, Umi Savlo Kabiyochel Karebi, Vyotnan, Hareini Nozir, Kiminyan
Yosakha. I lost the place. Where were you up to now?
Umi Savlo, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the top.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa. That's why we brought. Remember, we asked the question: why bring Maisa? Maisa, Hoya v'chevon shehishlem mace. When he was mashlem, he died. What do you mean he's mashlem? If you learn that it's one long nezirus, it's not shaykh to be mashlem. If you learn that it's multiple terms, a Nazir lo'olam never ends. Never. It ends when the person is dead. A Nazir lo'olam, one long term of Nazirus, never ends. But if a person has multiple terms, a Nazir lo'olam, you count the terms, and after every term, you bring a carbon. So, Iyam Bishlam is Nazirus, Kamakabalalei, Hainu time with the cave in the Hishlam Mace. He was Mashlam. He went, let's say they made a calculation, 365, it was a year, right? 30 years. And after 30 years, he brought the last set of Korbanos and he died. Elo Yamar to Chada Nazirus Kabalalei. It's one long Nazirus. One long Nazirus, it goes on forever. Then Mihavi Hashlama Klau? There's no Hashlama.
It's like Ela E F Shechada? What is it?
E Amrit Bishlama. Aleph Beis means E Omarta Bishlama.
Yeah.
If you'll say that it's going to be multiple terms of Nazirus, 30, 30, 30, 30, 30, so then it come to an end.
Right.
If you learn that it's a Nazir Le'olam, it never comes to an end.
Right.
So the fact that Abhuda says there was a Maisah, you have a cave on Shehishlim, it came to an end. Indicates that he holds that when a person says a number, you say a Meloy Abayis.
So therefore,
he holds that these type of things is 30 days, not one long day. So back with the original Kasha. All right. We have to dial the mic now. Thank you for coming. I'm